Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself and
Tamara Judge. Now, Teddy, you're sounding a little bit sexy over there. What's going on?
Why are you so into me, Tam?
I don't know. I can... it's your voice.
It's my voice. Well, I apologize to everybody for my voice in advance. Essentially, the medication that I've been on for, it's been like 4 weeks. They kept adding more and more to the dosage. And then ultimately, like, I started feeling it last Thursday. Like, I'm sure you could tell, like, there's like a moment when I like kind of stopped responding to all text messages. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm starting to feel sick, but I have to go into like auto drive because I knew I had Slate's big equitation final down in Palm Springs. By Thursday, like Friday morning, I was like, all right, we're just focusing on what
Well, it's happening. It's happening.
Things are hitting the fan, but I'm like, I'm going to get through it. And then the second we got in the car to come back to LA on Sunday, like, you know, I don't drive, just my issue. So like the Ehab who drives us, he's like, are you okay, Teddy? And I was like, not really. Like, we had to do like an emergency stop at Starbucks, like not for a coffee. Yep. And then I got
it's
home.
It's better than a gas station or the side of the road.
Yeah. I mean, it, but,
I've done both of those.
Here's the thing. I was like, do people listen to twats on at this gas? At this Starbucks, because I was running in and clearly I was in a code red situation. You know, when you're running in and like your legs are like, and there was a guy already in line for the restroom and he like saw me panicking and I'm like, are you in line? Like hoping he was going to be like, no, you go ahead. And he's like, yep.
Oh God.
I was like, what'd I do to piss him off? But either way, it's been like a pretty brutal last couple days. But I'm hoping that I'm turning a corner now because they took me off the medication. They said, you know, yada yada.
So are you gonna be finished with the medication? How long were you supposed to take it? Now that's the topical cream for the skin cancer, right?
Yeah, it's the immunotherapy cream. So what he said was is because most people like put it on one little dot on their face or neck or wherever they have their melanoma. It's not, normally it doesn't get to this point, but because the area is like this big on my back, it just finally, like, as they started adding more, it means that now I've had too much. Now I've had such a strong reaction. So he told me to stay off of the medication for a couple days and then I check back in tomorrow. But I mean, as of now, you can see my whole body is like a tick. I'm swollen.
Yeah. Like your face is like a round little pumpkin.
I know. I really am like a little pumpkin. I can barely see out of my little eyes. Like my lips look like I've been like pounding filler.
Oh, well, you're just going to have to stay home and relax and take it easy.
Yeah.
So hopefully you're able to do that this week.
Well, I'm able to do that until I think Thursday night, but the good news is I had a lot of Housewives to watch.
Oh, you think? Eight shows total over the weekend. We went to Big Bear. Our cabin is not done yet, but we went in there. Nobody was working this weekend. The contractors were gone. So we kind of like put the rooms back together because the flooring's done, you know.
Oh, good.
Swifter, to use the Swifter and clean the floors. We have like the cabinets and everything are in, and there's like just plywood for countertops, and the quartz comes in next Monday. So we were kind of like camping because we couldn't really eat there. So we had to leave every time we wanted to eat, but we got a lot done. Camping. Set up some more beds and different rooms and did all that. So we were supposed to be in by Thanksgiving and have Thanksgiving there, but that's not going to happen. Mm-mm. So now we're hoping for Christmas.
Well,
but it's cold. It is freaking cold there. I left Big Bear.
I forgot.
Yesterday it was like 40 something degrees, and I got to Orange County and it was like close to 80.
When's it going to start snowing?
I don't know. I think in the next, probably by January, hopefully December, but definitely by January.
So what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? Because are all the shows airing next week?
I doubt it. I don't know. I haven't looked, but I'd be shocked. I guess we're going to have a very mellow Thanksgiving because we had planned on going to Big Bear, and now Ryan's like, he really wanted to go. And he said, he called me. He's like, Mom, are we going? I go, I don't think so, son. It's not even close. He's like, okay, I'm going to go to my dad's then. I'm like, okay. My mom's like, okay, I'm going to go to Arizona. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh gosh. So it's literally like me, Eddie, Sophia, and Spencer, and Rugby.
Well, Rugby is the major priority, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So we're probably going to have a mellow Thanksgiving.
Well, that's kind of nice. Will you cook or Eddie?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you think you could come cook? Dad said he's going to come here for Christmas. And he was like, I need to make sure we're going to have a traditional Christmas dinner though. And I was like,
Oh, okay. Is he going to cook it?
I was like, who do you think is going to cook? Do those types of things?
I know. No, I don't mind cooking Thanksgiving. To me, it's all kind of pretty easy.
Bragger.
Easy, but a little time consuming. But yeah. That's okay.
All right. Well, I like it. We have some housewife headlines here. First one is Real Housewives of Miami stars Alexia Nepola and Adriana get in a heated fight at Miami airport. This is coming home from BravoCon. According to Page Six, Alexia and Adriana got into a verbal dispute at the airport after BravoCon. They were seen arguing near the airport's baggage claim fresh off their flight. Alexia confronted Adriana over comments Adriana made about Alexia's marriage and financial status. And so I guess what happened was Alexia watched the episodes on the plane and they set her off.
Well, I would set me off too. She's talking about her marriage, which she doesn't know anything about. And she's talking about her financial situation.
Yeah.
Just like, shut up. Well, Larsa's not too happy either. So Larsa's pissed off at Julia. Don't ask my man to take pics of you. So TMZ
reported.
Have
you talked to Larsa about this?
I have talked to Larsa about. So basically, Julia asked Marcus to snap a few photos using his phone, which I find weird at BravoCon. We're told they were innocent shots. This is from the article, not from Larsa. Larsa seemed a bit jealous based on the fact that she started complaining about the incident to other cast members. We're told Larsa implied to others the photos were Julia's way of trying to seduce Marcus. Now, don't think that's quite true. So I talked to Larsa this morning, and at BravoCon, Julia asked Marcus to basically take sexy photos of her while Larsa and Marcus were taking photos themselves with fans. So you know how that goes,
like,
right?
Pulled her, like tried to pull Marcus away from
right.
his photo op.
Right. Then she asked him to take, it wasn't just one picture. Then she asks him to take group pics with the other girls on the cast that Larsa doesn't necessarily speak to. So he's over there taking all these pictures and Larsa's standing over there like, what, wait, what the hell is going on? So Julia texts Larsa when they got home and asked for the pics. And Larsa said to her, and this Larsa told me this, here they are. But by the way, in the future, my boyfriend isn't your handler. He came to support me. And that was kind of rude. And the next thing she knew, it was on TMZ.
Well,
I mean, I would be pissed off too, just in the sense like you, we each had a handler. We each had a handler there. Somebody that showed us where we needed to go, that, you know, when we went in the press line, would hold our purse, do all those things. And if you needed pictures, why didn't she just ask her?
I mean, I don't know. I think, listen, do I think that Larsa and Marcus are very connected and happy and like they are attached at the hip at like another level, like positive or not positive. I'm not here to judge on that, but
separation anxiety.
They have a whole podcast called Separation Anxiety.
I'm telling you right now, she sends me messages, text messages and stuff. I miss you so much. Well, she's a very loving person. And I'm like, I miss you too. Tell me some more stories, Larsa.
Well, I love Larsa's stories. I don't know. I don't know that I would necessarily be offended if somebody asked Edwin to take a couple photos. I want to know what sexy photos mean, because clearly they're at BravoCon. So it's not like she's like in her bra and underwear. Like, yeah.
But still, it's like Marcus isn't her little bitch.
Like well, that part I would be annoyed by, but
yeah,
like,
that's a part I'd be annoyed by. It's like, you have your own phone. Why are you asking Marcus to use his phone and take, like, if it was like, hey, can you take a picture of me and so-and-so, like, okay, fine. But from how I understood it, it was multiple pictures. And then she's like, oh, can you take pictures of me and Gertie and whoever else? And then Lars is like looking over from the side going, what the f-?
Like, now it's too much. It would have been fine if it was just the one set of photos, but then once she like took advantage of,
she was
the
just monopolizing his time, and he's like, she's like, you know what, I'm not down for that. I mean, I had kind of a little bit of experience like that. I had a photo op, you know, like the photo ops at BravoCon, like people pay to take pictures with you, and they line up and there's a red like rope in front, and Eddie was on the other side and he had his own damn line over there. Girls wanted to take pictures and I'm taking pictures and I look over and he's got this big line and there's one girl that won't stop talking to him. Like 15 minutes went by. Finally, I yelled. I'm like, hey, he's got a line. Move on, lady.
Move it or lose it, buddy.
Move it.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So we are back. So we have got two Salt Lake City housewives suing each other over cosmetic injections.
Allegedly.
In a lawsuit filed in August by the Beauty Lab and Laser, which is co-owned by Heather Gay, Monica is accused of refusing to pay for a series of cosmetic injections. Monica agreed to pay $2,449 for the treatments and has to date paid only $449. Beauty Lab and Laser sued for the balance. Monica claims she owes nothing because she reached an oral accord to go to a competent party to fix the damage to Monica's nose and lips. Heather posted on social media, "This lawsuit in the press has no merit. It's unfortunately a pattern of behavior from a desperate woman who, when unable to pay her bills, lashes out to avoid accountability."
Don't you pay when services are rendered?
Well, here's the thing that I, according to, you know, Nat TikTok that I watched, I've had some.
I saw that too.
This is the list of things that Monica
that allegedly happened.
Has allegedly
done.
Slept with her brother-in-law for 18 months, ratted out Jin Shah to the feds, allegedly sued by a car wash for filming a TikTok and causing damage.
What?
And then allegedly did not pay plastic surgery services. Allegedly went on a TV show where one of her castmates owned the beauty salon where she did not pay her bill. Used an alias at the alleged beauty salon so Heather wouldn't know Monica was the person who was in the lawsuit with her.
Wait, really?
Yes. I knew you didn't watch this whole TikTok.
It was so long. I couldn't. It was a long TikTok. Listen, guys, if it's over 30 seconds, you lose.
She
me.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
So remember at the beginning when we saw them in Bermuda and Heather answers the phone and we think she's talking about Jin Shah?
Mm-hmm.
What they're alleging here is she's actually talking about figuring out that Monica was at the beauty lab and was the one that wasn't paying her bills. And that's who she's on a birthday trip for. The point is, they're fighting over $2,000 at this point, allegedly.
It's going to cost them more money in legal fees to fight this.
You realize that this is like, this all makes a lot more sense now, why things were even more awkward. I thought everything was so awkward at BravoCon because of Angie's alleged missing staircase holder.
Yeah.
But let's get into this episode. It's not Lisa Barlow's best episode.
It's not Lisa Barlow's best episode. That is for sure. But Lisa did try to apologize.
When?
Well, she tried.
Okay, so it starts off where Whitney tells Lisa that she is mortified by the way Lisa and Monica behaved at her event. Whitney says she is more upset with Lisa because Lisa knows how important her business is to her. Okay.
Well, Lisa says she is confused by Angie's behavior because she contradicts what she says about Monica. Would you be upset if a housewife was cursing in your house and your kids were home?
Well, I will say Whitney jumping off the conversation with what the f- happened. doesn't seem conducive to a calm conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I would not be happy about that if my kids were sitting around listening, didn't really cuss in front of my kids or drink in front of my kids when they were little growing up.
Yeah.
You saw the, her little son sitting on the stairs and there was like F-bombs being dropped. I would not personally like that at all.
I wouldn't either. I do think, though, if you know you're going, it's one of those things. If you know you're going to have an intense conversation,
keep your kids upstairs,
you're going to have, then maybe
have a babysitter or something.
Be outside, do whatever. It's like, you know, it's the same way as Whitney saying, I can't believe that this would happen at my work event. That's, you're filming The Housewives.
I know. And Lisa,
stuff that happens.
Well, Lisa probably puts it in perspective. I'm mad about your cash bar and no food at your party.
But I wish Lisa, when Whitney did say that, she could have just buttoned it up a little quicker. But then she let Whitney go on and on and on.
On and on. But mortified is a strong word, in my opinion. This is Housewives. What did Whitney expect? She's been filming this for 4 years. She knows what goes down. It's like the Housewives that have charity events and all hell breaks loose. And it's like, what were you thinking? This was a charity event. How dare you? How could you mess up
homeless, not toothless?
I know.
But my other question is in regards to Whitney and Lisa, do we think they're just like part of the core four? So they're just like going to go for it. Like they're like, listen, we're not really that upset at each other right now.
But we're going to go for it. And then we're going to back off.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like that, it kind of felt like that to me.
A little bit.
Then we get to
Mary. She is too much, right?
She is quite contrary.
Like Mary. That house of hers too. Very colorful. This is the first time we actually got to watch. Usually we're in her closet or in her kitchen, which her kitchen is very bright. Was it blue?
Yeah. Tiffany's blue,
right?
I said.
Yeah. Unlike Kyle's royal blue or whatever color that is in her kitchen, which I just now noticed this season. Did she just recently change the color of her kitchen?
How do I not even notice the color of the kitchen?
It was blue.
It was?
Yeah, her cabinets were blue. And I thought, oh, okay, that's a bold choice.
Well, Mary starts it off where she tells Heather that part about her book isn't true. Heather says every word's true. And then Heather reads like the little excerpt, which actually sounded true, which is like,
yeah,
Mary is very back and forth, you know.
Well, Mary thought it made her sound very bougie. And Heather says, you are bougie.
I love that Mary's doesn't want to be called bougie, but she's fine calling one of her friends inbred.
I know. And then she says it as if it was no big deal. Like, do I look inbred? Yeah,
it's
you
like,
do.
Do I look like I have a hangnail? Like that's, she's like, oh, do I need my roots done? She's like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you look inbred. Totally.
Sorry about your luck.
And then she's like, that's ugly or something like that. And then Mary just like big eyes.
Well, Bravo's missing out on not giving Mary a show where she just sits and recaps the show.
Where she just insults people?
Yeah, where she just insults everybody. Like,
I mean, I'll have to say, I love how confident Mary is. She gives zero Fs. She legit smiles with pride the entire time she's putting you down.
Yeah. No, she doesn't mind it.
She don't give a shit.
But then for a moment, I did see her crack in the confessional when she laughs at, like, it's almost like she breaks character where she laughs about the inbred thing. Like she's like, oh, gosh. Like, but you see that she actually knows what she's doing, because sometimes I'm like, is she really that clueless that she?
Well, I would think that she was acting, but I saw her on Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago and she was exactly the same as she is on the show. But I will say, after listening to Heather read a little bit out of her book, I think it's later on when she reads in depth, but I mean, not
you
so
mean
much.
During Lisa's rap?
Yeah. It made me really want to read her book.
I know.
She'll get a lot of sales off of that scene.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I want a lot more information on that. Also, I have a little pop quiz for you.
Yeah.
Did you happen to recognize the person that was helping
Antonio?
Yes. Mary. Yes. I did not at first. I was like, I feel like I know that guy. And then I'm like, that's who does
all. I have worked with Antonio off and on for years. He's in Miami, I believe, or Florida somewhere. And he does a lot of social media posts. And he reached out to me months ago when Meredith and Seth got a podcast and said, hey, would you be interested in being on the podcast? I didn't know that he was like a producer on it. I thought he was just like helping her out with social media and things like that and bookings. And it didn't work out at the time. I was out of town, but.
Oh, I thought you meant the podcast didn't work out. I'm like, well, clearly they forgot to record it.
Well, I know that was hilarious. Just sitting there hunched over their coffee table.
They were so bummed that they gave such an intimate moment and then forgot to record it.
Yes. Forgot to push record.
He's like, we both cried. We got emotional. I put a sticker of the podcast name on my earphones
and on my mic. Yep.
But the fact that you and I are better technology inclined is
fairly
very worrisome to me.
We're not that great.
Like, we can barely turn on our computer. So the fact that we are able to record this every week, mm-hmm. I really feel like is we should give ourselves little golf claps there.
Yeah, we're so good.
But they do talk about their post-nup that they did 15 years into their marriage.
Yeah, because I guess divorce in Utah, because after they moved to Utah, it's not favorable for women. And Meredith said it's mostly custody, not financial, but yeah. Custody.
I appreciated that conversation because I didn't really understand why that was. But mm-hmm. when she explained it, I was like, oh, well, that makes perfect sense. You're moving to Utah, or you're relocating for a certain amount of time to
Utah. From Chicago, yeah. And they move around a lot, it seems like.
I think they like to be free as a bird, I think.
Chicago, New York, Utah.
But Seth does say, you know, I always thought that, and I think this, a lot of husbands fall into this, or dads fall into the same trap, where they are so obsessed with financially providing yeah. that they forget anything else matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he pretty much said. And that's why their marriage started to become.
And then he cried.
And then he cried, but then they missed it. But good thing they caught it for the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
I know. So now they could just play that on their podcast. I feel like every single housewife show, they're recording somebody's podcast. Now, I take great offense to the fact that we did not record a podcast.
No.
Mm-mm. Well, we're going to have to. We're going to have to do a live podcast.
We're
going
to have to figure out a way. Well, know what else I found a little shocking? Monica's mom's Burberry outfit when she came to drop off.
When she arrived unexpectedly. I'm like, unexpectedly with a mic on?
Unexpectedly with a mic on. All the kids, she's like, the kids are like, Mom, should we lock the doors?
Yeah,
like,
Mom, pull, you know, have you ever seen that TikTok where the doorbell rings and you get down on the floor and start crawling? Like, not home. We're not home.
But Linda says she's bearing gifts. And then Monica says, that is not a gift.
That's my car. The fact that Monica's mom comes over to bring up therapy again, just kind of feels staged to me. I feel like her mom is acting, and I feel like she really enjoys being on the show.
What about when she's like, we can break the
I've been feeling really smart lately.
I'm like my mouth is agape.
I know, just words are coming to me lately.
But she did show up in her petty pigtails, Linda, to talk
I'm like, hello, Marge.
I was like, I mean, I really thought she was coming in. She came in her full villain gear, and then Burberry. She had to walk her ass home.
Okay, how far do you think her mom lives from her?
Two blocks.
She's like, I can't believe I have to walk home. She's like... I'm all, you could call an Uber.
No. Mm-mm. But then my favorite thing was Heather getting out of the car for the book signing. And the driver says, good luck. And Heather's saying, wish me luck. That's what she says back. Like, he just wished you luck.
You just wished him. You probably didn't even, you know, when somebody says something to you, you're like, hello. They're like,
or
that's
when
not
you
what
accidentally
I said.
Say love you to like the random delivery person on the phone. Yeah, thank you, love you.
Don't love you. Sorry, take it back.
But then Heather's hosting the book signing for her book tour. Okay. I wasn't actually prepared for what I was about to witness. When
What part? Was it the singing or the rapping?
Or the Monica yelling in the middle of the two going, no.
Well, I was too.
Not.
By the way, I was too. And I was screaming at my TV, don't you ever do that again, Lisa. Never.
Well, I have a question. What is in Vita Tequila? Because Lisa Barlow is fearless.
She is fearless for sure. I don't know. But if I was there, much like Monica, I'd be like, can I have my money back?
I mean, that was.
Would you buy a Lisa Barlow CD of her rapping?
No, but I would definitely post it on my Insta story if she sent it to me and I'd listen to it. And we'd play it as our background music.
What was the other song she sang? Away in the Manger.
Oh, yeah. But her take on it.
Wait, how did it go? Sing it with me.
I can't. I have a voice right now.
That's all right. I don't have one either. Away in the Manger.
No crib for the bed. But okay. Then we get to we're still at the book signing. Post song and dance. And Lisa says she has a different understanding of Heather now. Heather says she's going to be more open to Lisa's experience. Then I need to talk to you a little bit. I'm trying to remember if there's any moment where Meredith doesn't leave when she's confronted. Has there ever been a moment in the history of Meredith being confronted?
She's a runner. She's definitely a runner. I don't know for sure, but she definitely takes off when she doesn't want to get into it.
Well, because Angie tells Meredith, and I don't think that Angie is necessarily like, when she comes up to confront you, it's not the scariest of things.
No.
Like, she's just like...
Angie?
Yes. No.
I almost feel like Angie's afraid of her own shadow.
Yeah. Like,
she's so sweet, so kind. Like, she doesn't want to stir up anything.
Yeah. So she goes over and she says, Meredith, you know, you made threats about my family. And Meredith says, but I wasn't going to ruin your family.
Yeah, that was very
and
good.
I'm like, then why'd you threaten it?
Yeah, that's kind of I'm not buying that one. If you say something but you don't do it, it's just as bad. You're saying it, you're threatening to do it, but I didn't do it.
But do you think that Meredith makes these threats when she's sauced, and then when she's off the sauce, she kind of is like, oh shoot, I didn't actually mean to do the threats?
I don't really know, but I could be like, Teddy, I'm gonna punch you in the face. But later, but I didn't do it.
But I didn't. I may have had my fist up to your face and held it really close, but I
but Meredith did apologize. I don't know how sincere it was, but she did a little half-assed.
Well, apology. She says, let's move on. Okay. Let's move on. And then she leaves, doesn't say goodbye to anybody. Once again, sorry, Heather, too booked up to tell you congratulations or good luck again.
I feel bad for Angie. I feel like she's so sweet, so kind, and she just lets the women walk all over her.
I don't know if she necessarily lets them walk all over her, but I do think she's an overthinker in general. Like, I do think she stands up for herself.
You could see her thinking.
But, like, you can tell everything she's overthinking.
Yeah.
Which I feel like Lisa Barlow has taken advantage of a touch because they're so close.
Wait, because she knows the way she gaslit her.
Yes.
That was a bit much.
Well, Angie goes over to Lisa's house. Angie says she needed a minute to gather her thoughts after the fight. And Lisa says she needed a break too. Lisa says she's bothered about what went down at Whitney's party. And Angie told her she doesn't want a relationship with Monica. Essentially, Angie's just trying to say, listen, I'm scared to tell you when I make up with people because then you get annoyed at me.
You get mad. Yeah.
And then Lisa's like, well, I didn't get mad. I just got mad because I didn't get mad because I got mad. Obviously, I was mad.
Yeah, it's your own insecurities.
And then they're like, oh, but we're over it. I'm like, listen, if someone calls me a weak liar, we're probably not going to be like holding hands, skipping into the sun.
It kind of made me feel like Angie was a little scared to go up against Lisa because she doesn't want to lose that friendship.
I don't know. I just see Angie becoming more of a force within the group. And I like to see it. I also
But she think, rides the fence a little bit. She's riding the fence.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a little break and come back to talk about Potomac.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay, we are back to talk about The Real Housewives of Potomac. Is this the second episode?
It is the second episode.
Second episode. It starts off with Ashley's mom asked Ashley about Michael's lawsuit against Candace. Ashley says she knows nothing and they never talk about it.
Do you believe that?
I think she's not. Allegedly, I would guess that she's not.
She doesn't
want to
get in the middle. But I also think that she doesn't want to get in the middle of it.
Yeah. I think that, you know, whatever her situation is with Candace, like, I mean, especially because Michael filed the lawsuit against Candace for over $2 million. Then Mia and Karen meet to have their first conversation since their feud last season. How do you feel about handshakes with people you already know?
I think it's weird.
Me too.
Think it's really weird. I'm not a normal, hey, even when I meet somebody, like, I'm always kind of like a one pat. Yeah,
like just the handshake's so formal. Karen tells Mia that she lied about saying that Karen had an affair. But Mia says it wasn't actually a lie because someone told her that.
It was a rumor. It was a rumor. Would you tread lightly with Mia if you were Karen?
If I were Karen, I probably wouldn't throw stones at glass houses. Like,
one thing Mia said, I don't drink anymore, but I drink wine. Does she not know how stupid that sounds?
What about when she says she drinks wine because it's nutritious and she can get it at the grocery store?
I'm like, well, listen, unless you're shopping the outer edges of the grocery store, everything in the middle is not nutritious.
Oh, good point. Yeah. I mean, I do kind of like the insanity of that statement, but it's like when it was almost like when Alexia said she like let up the like, and I'm not getting a divorce. Like when you say I'm not drinking, but then you're going to say you are drinking. It's very bizarre to me.
Yeah. I mean, she said it a couple of times. I'm not drinking. I quit drinking. Oh, but I drink wine.
Yeah. They patch it up. And you could tell Karen's in her stage of like wanting to try to talk to all the different wives at this point, because she wants to make sure she can keep her. I don't even remember what they're drinking or holding or doing as part of Potomac. Right.
Flutes. Not these kind of flutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember what we thought. We're like, flutes.
Champagne flutes. I found it interesting that Candace's manager comes over to discuss her career. He has an idea for Candace to have Drew as a special guest in Chicago. That didn't go over very well with Candace. I need to know the backstory on this because I feel like there's more to this story. Candace says she doesn't need to do anything more musically with Drew and that she does not need Drew or anyone else to sell tickets. Do you think it's a personal thing? Like she was being shady towards Drew, or she's like, I'm over it now. Like I am moving on with my label and I am going to be a solo artist. I don't need anybody to come help me out.
Well, the first and foremost, I'm like, Candace, you should have hit up Wayfair before filming this and at least picked up a new desk.
I know.
Like, if we're going to talk about how effortless things are.
Yeah.
At least let's have a proper desk here for this filming.
Do you know how much money I've spent on Wayfair in the past like 3 months for this cabin? Just because it's easy. It's easy. Insanity. I'm like, holy shit. I was on their site today ordering more stuff, but they have such great stuff.
But this is what I don't know. Because it sure seemed like Candace had a problem with Drew in this scene. If she would have just said, listen, I don't need, I'm no longer in a place where I want to co-sing any of these things, like
co-concert with you. I don't need to co-concert with you anymore.
Listen, I'm not co-concerting with you or anyone, but she kind of made it out to be about Drew. So I don't really know.
Well, I think she really wants to be taken seriously. And most housewives that sing get a really bad rap. So I think Candace is trying to separate herself from other housewives. And so people will take her serious. She also did tweet. She tweeted that wasn't how the conversation actually went. Do you think it was editing? Well, obviously, I mean, she's claiming editing, that probably some part of the sentence was left out.
Yeah. Okay.
That so made that it seem sense. Shady.
But I also think no, it seems difficult and a hard no for me when it comes to my potential pop star career. That's never going to happen.
Oh, pop star.
Yeah. Huge. Oh. Is paying my own way. I am sorry. I'm even if I was 20 years younger and talented.
Yeah.
And well, good singer. If somebody told me I had to pay my own way, that would be really hard for me.
I don't think it's totally uncommon, just from the small stage that Sophia's been performing on.
Yeah.
She's, you know, performing at, you know, I don't know, bookstores and art galleries and things like that. They give her 20 tickets that she has to sell. Okay. Guess who buys them all?
Tamara.
Me. I buy them all. And then her friends
sell them on the gram.
She gives them to her friends. I don't, it's just one of the, like, she's supposed to do one again on the 18th. And she told me, she's like, Mom, I think I've gotten everything I can get out of it. Cause I thought it was a great experience for her. Cause she had never performed live like that.
Yeah.
So it was great to be on stage and get rid of those like jitters and all that. So she's like, yeah, I think I've learned and taken everything I can out of this. It's time for me to move on. I'm like, okay. So I don't have to buy 20 tickets on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, I'll buy one. Sophia, I'll buy some tickets next time. Hit me up. Slide into my DMs. good for it. I'm good for 20.
So I have to tell you a little story about Sophia. So Sophia's like, I go, come on, we need to start moving our body. So I started walking with her. She hates working out. So we're walking, and where I live in Covenant, it's very hilly and up and down. So she's like, oh, complaining the whole time. Oh, God damn. So we're like two doors down from our house, and she starts picking up her speed. I'm like, well, where'd this come from? She goes, I'm having a cookie. I go, a cookie? She goes, yeah, I'm rewarding myself. I'm like, that's not how it works, Sophia. That's not how it works.
Well, I love her for that. Okay. And
very relatable. She's very, very relatable.
She's very relatable. And I haven't been able to work out recently, and I've been rewarding myself with cookies for just showing up to this podcast.
I've been already so damn busy. I'm lucky if I get 3 days a weekend lately. It's really bugging me.
I know. It's been a whole thing. But I'm getting back on it as soon as I feel better. But then Robin tells, speaking of, no, it doesn't make one feel better. Watching Juan
do anything
when you're ill and on your back and you're just struggling and you're watching Juan talk to Robin and Robin try to pretend that it doesn't bother her.
She really does seem so unfazed by all the allegations, from him losing his job to all the pictures that have been seen of him with other women. I mean, I think the poor girl is in a very sticky situation.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for her.
Well, I mean, he says that Juan says that everyone has something to say and people handle their own issues differently. Robin says she doesn't give a damn what the women think. But it's impossible.
It's impossible to not give a damn, especially when it's about your husband. Like, there's
the father of your kids.
Yeah. It's like, there's only a few things that really piss me off in the show. Go after my husband with lies.
Yeah.
And my kids. That's it. Well, I just feel bad for Robin. She seems like such a good person.
I really, that's my point.
She wants
really
her marriage
like
to work. Yeah. And who knows, really? Who knows?
Then we get to NECA.
NECA.
Her and her husband plan to have kids, but it has been a struggle so far. But it's not been very long, so she's all right. Every morning, NECA tests her LH to see if she's ovulating, then takes her prenatal vitamins with a glass of champagne. She says she starts her day with bubbly and ends it.
Okay. Well, I was pretty impressed by NECA. That is a new housewife coming in with a bang, or as she says, a beat off.
I know. She looked good. But before we get to NECA fully infiltrating into the group, we have to sit through a Pilates class. What was the point of this Pilates class?
Did I hear them all complain about working out?
No, Karen said she needed to do the Pilates class because she had to take some calcium.
Oh, because yes, it's all coming back to me now.
But I think that really was just an opportunity for everybody to be uncomfortable with their hair up, sitting.
Yes, and Ashley
Pilates
worrying about her new boobs.
Are these allowed to do this?
Yes. Nothing's better than a pair of post-divorce titties.
I actually don't know if you should be doing the Pilates machine 2 months.
No, you should not. You can pop out a socket.
Like,
you have to make sure it heals.
I was watching it and I was like, I was told I was like allowed to walk and lightly jog, but like no actual. You can't pick up your kids for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't be the best.
But I do think we're going to have to, it pains me to say this, but watching these OGs here right now try to run another season, I'm like, okay, we're going to need to bring it a little more.
We're
going to have to expand our horizons.
Yeah, for sure. But Wendy says she wants to trust Ashley, but she worries that if the opportunity were to present itself, Ashley would stab her in the back. Ashley worries that Wendy may be guarded and not want to be vulnerable with her or the rest of the women. Would you trust Ashley if you were on the cast?
I like Ashley. Would I trust her? Probably not.
You wouldn't? I like her. I am so, I don't know, maybe I'm fooled by her sweet voice and she's always so kind and I don't know.
You thought
I really
that
love
she's
her.
Kind when she tried to throw NECA under the bus for something she never said or
but
did.
But she says it with a smile.
I think you see a little of yourself in Ashley.
Oh. But I mean, let's just face it. If you are on a reality show, you never trust your castmates 100%. Let's just throw that out there right now.
Yeah. And I,
whatever you do or say in front or behind their back, it's going to come back and bite you.
The vault apparently gets unlocked when you are Ashley and you've had tequila. It's what she said in this episode. But
what did you think of Wendy's talk show storyline? I was a little bit confused on that. She's looking to rent a house to do her talk show in, but couldn't she just do it in her own house? And is this something she's putting on YouTube? Or is this like...
Yes. So, well, my question was, is she going to sell her candles from the talk show? Or what's...
She's a hustler, man.
I think she may need to flesh out the idea a little bit more.
What are your thoughts on a housewife that has a new business venture every single year?
Oh,
and they never stick around past that 1 year.
I know, but I think it's clear that this is more than a fashion with no fashions, because it's still not up. And so this was filmed how many months ago? But she tweeted Sunday asking fans to help her name the show, which means it still doesn't have a name, which means it's still not on the YouTubes. It means all the things.
So Wendy, is this a podcast she's doing?
Yes. Probably. But like, here's,
I'm going to start calling us. We have a talk show host. We are put that in my bio on Instagram. Talk show host.
Talk show. We talk to
talk show twat.
We talk to our Zooms in our,
yes,
in our extra bedrooms,
in our pajamas, no hair and makeup. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Then we're all at Ashley's house. I love, you know, Giselle bringing Ashley beers. Like, just here's the Coronas. Can't even, because that's what Ashley.
That's her drink.
They all start to chat. What I've realized is Candace is MIA. All we saw was her with the manager, but I know she wasn't invited to this, but she was going to be gone anyway.
I don't think she would have gone if she was invited.
Well, she's going to have to start attending things, because I'm starting to forget about her and we need her there.
Yeah.
But then Ashley says she was, you know, Ashley's clearing the air with Wendy by letting her know what NECA said about her, even though NECA's never met her.
Yeah, that's great.
They're talking about Osu, which are outcasts, and an ancient practice that discourages social interaction and marriage with a group of people. Wendy says her family is not that, and questions why NECA is coming on to a group like this and saying things like that. I feel like, Wendy, you are a doctor and a professor, or a doctor of professorism, whatever it is.
And a talk show host. And you sell candles.
How can you not read Ashley's tactics at this point? How? Yeah. Like, how do you not know this is what's happening?
I don't know. It's annoying. But you know what's also annoying?
What?
Mia, of all people, making fun of Ashley's house.
That is some nerve. I like that house.
I think it's adorable. I love it. But here's Mia going from this big, giant house now to renting, you know, a 1,500 square foot house, which is fine. That is fine. But you don't.
Then you don't.
You don't throw stones. Else's. Yeah, that somebody that just actually single mom that bought a house and is rebuilding herself. Like, that was just not cool at all.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. And like, you could tell. And like, if you know Ashley's backstory, she's really excited to like have this home of hers, like, that she can have her kids in. And like, clearly that's why she got to the place that she is, that she's in with Michael and all of that, because she wanted this life for her sons. And I don't know. It kind of bumped me out.
But I already love NECA. It just seems like she's not afraid of shit, and she's just coming in strong. And I think
I like her.
I'm excited to see her.
I want her. It's hard for me when somebody comes in that hot for me to trust that that's naturally who they are. So I need to give it more time.
Yeah.
I'm a slow burn in that way. Do I think it's good? Do I think she's going to be great for the show? Yes. But I need her to like, I don't want her to like Noella out on me. I need her to.
Yeah.
To we need her in.
We need her. Yeah.
So then I can trust when.
Hey, anybody that admits that they drink champagne for breakfast. I mean, I don't know how you do it, girl, but more power to you.
Cheers. All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in. We will be back later this week with recaps of Beverly Hills and Miami. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.